This call is being recorded.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for being on the call with us this evening. I first of all want to say thank you to everyone who attended the Stephen Horn event here in Kelowna, in Vancouver, in Red Deer, in St. Albert, in Winnipeg, and Belleville, Ontario. It was an awesome event, and I was so happy out here in Kelowna. We had 125 people in attendance, and it was very well received. It was an excellent presentation. I want to do announcements, and then I will call on Philip, who is with us from Alberta, and then I'll call on Dr. Terry, and then we'll get into a discussion of the five pillars that need to be addressed in order to overcome any diseased condition. And then we'll lastly move into questions and answers. So if you have a question, write it down. Be prepared to ask us, either Philip or Dr. Terry or me, at the end of these sessions. So number one, I have announcements. I am now in the process of taking registrations for Taffy Team 48. So far we have three registered, so there's an opening for three more. The time will be either, I have it here, 9:30 in the morning, or it could be at 9, I think. No, maybe that's not right. Yeah, I think I could do 9 or 9:30. So that's Taffy Team 48. For those that don't know Taffy, it is done via teleconference call. You dial in every morning at a specific time. The entire call lasts 20 minutes. And we do this 5 days a week for 2 months. And we, within the 2 months, we cover about 37 lessons. It's an action course. You learn and you do it. And I'm happy to report that we have now recently have four new Taffy grads. Philip and Dr. Terry are with us this evening. They will be doing a presentation. And then next Monday, we have Elaine and Belle, who will be doing a presentation. The second thing I want to announce, if you're in the Kelowna area, we have a scheduled breakfast meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. That's on Saturday, March 23rd. The fee is $20 and includes a wonderful buffet breakfast. And I'll be talking about herbs and how to use them. And so far we have about 35 people registered, so please come on out and bring those new people so that they learn how to take responsibility for their own health. And then we will move into Philip, who will do a presentation for us. So I'm going to introduce Philip. He's from Alberta. He was diagnosed with cancer of the thyroid, and I had to say, Philip, if that's okay, I had to talk him into doing this presentation. So we're here, Philip, to support you and to cheer for you. And, Philip, I'm really, really grateful that you succumbed to our request to do this presentation for us this evening. So, Philip, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So could you go ahead, please, Philip, and just do your presentation? Appreciate it. Thank you, Philip.
Sure. Are you sure you want me to do mine first? Mine is, they're probably going to fall asleep before they get to Terry.
Go for it, Philip.
Hey, which one do you want, the ahas or the success story?
I think you can move right into the success story first, Philip.
And you want me to read the whole one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a fairly long one, so. It's about five pages. And I'm not much of a public speaker, just a warning on that. I'm going to start by saying that I've had various health issues all my life. And in the winter of 2010-2011, I was working in the logging industry, started having headaches.
Okay, just a minute, please, Philip. I have to ask people to please mute out, because I do hear background noise. And we have to really listen. So, Philip, if you could speak as loud as you can so that we could hear you. Thank you, Philip.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, please.
So in the winter of 2010 and 2011, I was working in the logging industry and started having headaches, chest pains, and fever. So I started taking painkillers. One day it got so bad that I had swallowed at least 6 extra strength painkillers at the end of the shift. I was finished for the week, and my coworker and I stopped in at the hospital on our way home to see a doctor. The doctor told me it was a virus I had and asked what I had taken for my symptoms. I told him a lot of extra strength painkillers. He asked me if that had helped. I said, well, yeah, it relieved the pain. And he said, well, then continue taking them. And if it doesn't get better, come back. I couldn't believe my ears because I felt really sick. And like I said, Donna, I kind of added that before. I guess I thought it was better off going to a vet that time.
Sorry, Phil.
And again, in the summer of 2011, I was in the logging industry when I got severe upper body and chest pains as well as a headache. I was taken to the hospital. After many tests, they finally concluded that I had pericarditis. They had to drain fluid from around my heart and lung area, which amounted to 3+ liters of fluid. I had a very good doctor that did the procedure and he was concerned about me. I was put on steroids and other medications. Was told my condition shouldn't come back, but it did. I was in and out of the hospital at times, and they called it reoccurring pericarditis. I was told that my condition was very rare. I tried different alternatives in the meantime, but it just wasn't quite enough. I ended up going to Mexico, received different alternative treatments, which helped a lot for a while, but my condition was still not totally cured, it seemed. My chest pains and headaches, etc., still came back at times. In late 2013 or 2014 sometime, I noticed a lump forming on the right side of my neck. I went to see different doctors about my lump. They said it was nothing to worry about, possibly just a swollen lymph node. A couple of years later, that would be in the summer of 2016, I went to see a physiotherapist, and he told me he wouldn't touch me before I went to see a doctor, that they would prove there was nothing to worry about, for he was concerned. Again, the doctor said there was nothing to worry about, but they would do tests, and he referred me to a surgeon. In the meantime, I saw another, and he referred me, like another doctor, and he referred me to a specialist to get a biopsy. I went to the city to get the biopsy done towards the end of August. There's some background noise. Is it just here, Donna? Background noise? Can you still hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. Thank you, Philip.
Okay. Anyway, in the meantime, I saw another doctor. He referred me to a specialist to get a biopsy. I went to the city to get the biopsy done towards the end of August. The specialist there, again, said that it was very likely nothing to worry about, but he would do a biopsy and would let me know if anything showed up. In October, I had an appointment with a surgeon referred to by the first doctor. I told him I had seen another specialist already, and he asked me if I had results back. I said no. Here I was sitting in his office thinking that all would be fine when he'd come back with the results. I was told the results came back that I had thyroid cancer that had gone into the lymph nodes. According to ultrasound done a while before the biopsy, there were multiple swollen lymph nodes in the neck area. A doctor said a specialist should have given the results of the biopsy a while ago already. I was a bit devastated upon hearing the results after hearing so many times that it was nothing to worry about. I was referred to a surgeon in the city that specified in this type of cancer, and he said it was easy to get rid of. He also was a great doctor and wanted to help. I was told that surgery was the only option. Some had taken out the thyroid and the affected lymph nodes in the neck. He told that there was still a chance for the cancer to come back, even if they did surgery, but there were other options to follow after the surgery if needed. I wasn't ready for surgery. I told the doctor that I wanted to try alternatives first. A doctor told me I wouldn't find anything that would help besides surgery. If I waited too long, it would make things a lot more complicated, but he said I could try. At first, I went to an alternative clinic in the city for a while. At the beginning of December, I saw the surgeon again. I found out that I hadn't gained anything. And again, I was told surgery was the only option. Again, I refused surgery. To be honest, I was undecided, for I also had fear of what if it was really true that surgery was the only option and it might get out of hand if I didn't get it removed by surgery. Anyway, so off to Mexico we went again in December. After my mom found a clinic with positive feedback, I got stem cells injected and other treatments, which were all natural. At first, those treatments brought me down a bit, but after I felt better. My heart and other symptoms improved, but my lumps in the neck remained. I went to revisit the clinic again in April 2017 and November of 2017. I got good results for various symptoms, but my lumps were still there. In January 2018, I was working for a logging company as a winch truck driver, hauling heavy equipment and skid units. I had an accident on January 25th and was taken to a hospital. They did some tests and I was released the next day with CT scans and ultrasounds lined up. After they were done, I was told I had some minor fractures as well as a major bruising that was pretty obvious. I was off of work for 6 weeks and did light duty jobs after that. The summer, I was full at work again on a farm, October 10th, 2018. I went to see the surgeon again. This was the fourth time I saw him due to being called back after causing a bit of an uproar from some of the doctors that were dealing with my January 2018 accident case. The surgeon told me that the main lump had increased by about 30%, and that surgery was the only option. No matter what diet I followed or what else I would try, it wouldn't help anything. He was concerned it was going to spread. Again, I wasn't here, but none the same, I declined surgery. At this point, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to try next. My sister Susie suggested that I talk to this person, Donna Roth, a lady at an agri-trade show, mentioned that she had heard good results of Donna. I strongly encouraged to give her a call. Susie had mentioned about Donna back in November 2016. But like the trend was, Mexico was a place to go for the alternative cancer treatments. I went to Mexico again at the end of October 2018. I got more stem cells injected, plus other treatments. I had a phone consultation with Donna before I left for Mexico, and she told me about her program. She told of her diet, and at first I was very skeptical about it. Previously, I had collected information from different sources, which I had put together and tried to follow on my own with no real guidance. I was confused. All of a sudden, some of the things I thought were good were bad. What was I to believe? Donna asked me if I had asked the people that I gathered some of the information from for their success stories. I said no. I found out that she had a lot of success stories, and it sounded very promising. She also told me about how important it was to get rid of all the toxins in my blood. Hearing that I had gotten a tetanus shot when I had my January 2018 accident, she said that was a huge no-no, that it would really affect my body. Donna suggested that I needed to clean that out of my body system, which I believe, or I'm not fond of those shots either. I told her I was going to Mexico, and when I got back, I'd maybe try her program. When I got back, I again felt sick, which doing the Mexico treatment was normal. But this time it was different. I got so sick I couldn't go to work. I had my upper body, chest, and heart pains. While I was in Mexico, Donna told me about her TAFI program and that she was going to start a new team in the middle of November. I agreed to join, not really knowing what I was getting myself into. She told me it would be very beneficial to me. On November 16th, 2018, she got the new team started and I was in it. At the beginning, I found it a bit overwhelming and got frustrated. I thought, what have I got myself into anyway? It was partly due to my feeling sick and having low energy levels. That altogether put me in a bit of a depressed state. I actually told Donna that I wanted to quit. She encouraged me to go on, so I did. When I started with Hitachi, I had headaches, chest, and heart pains that traveled to the other upper body parts. Low energy, brain fog, poor concentration, joint and muscle pain, dry skin. And the main reason I started was because of my thyroid cancer. Now, 2 months later, well, now it's, I guess, 3 months later, and when I was almost done with the course, I recently experienced a bad headache, heart pain, and some low energy. All the symptoms I have or have had are getting better, but there's still room for improvement. But I definitely have more energy. My brain fog isn't as bad as it's had it. My concentration is better. My heart pain and headache wasn't nearly as bad on my last episode, and it did not travel over my whole upper body. My joint and muscle pain is better. And now, I guess, another month after this, I haven't had a headache since after I wrote this. And my neck lump has definitely gotten smaller. I also get chiropractic adjustments, which also help along. As I mentioned earlier, I've gotten good results in Mexico, but I never a cure all. I don't know what would have happened if I had done this course and had a program that I wanted to follow and had left Mexico treatments on this course. But I'm sure I would have kept on going back to Mexico. I've really started to enjoy this course, and being on the TAFI team has helped me stay accountable for my health plan thus far. I am so very grateful that I stuck through, and for Donna's encouragement and guidance. I'm a lot more positive now, and I totally believe that, Lord willing, with His blessing, by continuing to stick to this program and keeping my health plan and vision, I can overcome my cancer and all my other health issues and live a healthy lifestyle. I would recommend this course and doing the program to anyone that would ask me about it. I found it very beneficial. And that would be the end of it.
Awesome.
No.
Awesome.
No.
Awesome, Philip. I loved it. Yay. Of course, in Taffy, we cheer, right? So, so we have to give Philip a really big cheer. Thank you for sharing that, Philip.
No problem. Yeah, on this story I wrote, it's not that I'm running, down the medical doctors. We need those. But it's just sometimes, I think, they just don't know. Like, they get the drugs and all that, and that's kind of, I definitely find this a way to go.
I agree with you. Thank you for sharing that. Medical doctors sometimes just don't know, and that's what Philip has learned. He respects them, and he knows there is a place for them, but sometimes they just don't know. Thank you for sharing that. And if you have questions to ask Philip, please write them down, and we will do a Q&A at the end. I appreciate that. I now want to turn the time over to Dr. Terry, who was on the same TAFI team as Philip was. And so, Dr. Terry, are you there?
I am.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Terry. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, everyone. I'm really happy to be on this call. And, Philip, you did great. I'm working with you on
Terry.
The TAFI was a pleasure. It was inspiring to me, and I think to everyone on our TAFI team. So thank you for hanging in there and getting the results that you did.
Okay. Well, thank you, Terry. The same goes for you there for me.
Thank you. Thank you, Philip. I started the TAFI program for many reasons. The first and foremost was I held Donna Roth in high esteem. I admired her many accomplishments, her dedication to natural medicine, and her success in writing the book on Pawpaw, her newsletters, her phone calls that educated any and all interested people. I've used Donna's book and her program with many patients with great success. Until her book came out, I'd worked with many different cancer patients and used many different protocols with varying degrees of success. I found it challenging to get my patients to commit to lifestyle changes, healthier food choices, and taking their supplements. The book Practical Solutions to the Cancer Injury is a Bible, a manual for my patients to follow. The recipe book Mud Pies is a great tool, giving my patients healthy, tasty recipes whenever I had questions and reached out to Donna, she was always there, a phone call or an email away. She answered all my inquiries. I'm so fortunate to be in Donna's downline, but even if I wasn't, I know she'd take the time to help me. I have my own health challenges, and although I've lived a healthy lifestyle, I was frustrated that I was still suffering chronic pain. I was hopeful the TAFI program would even help me. I've taken an initial body systems questionnaire and a follow-up body system questionnaire and was stunned to see an improvement in every single category. My BSQ score went from 58 in November 2018 to 25 in less than 2 months. I can't wait to do another BSQ in another 2 months. The positive visualizations, being kept accountable, the kidney cleanse have been very instrumental to my success. I'm thrilled to see the improvements. I went from suffering daily to being able to reply when asked how I am. Although I may be struggling, I am not suffering. I would also like to share my husband's success story. He was diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. His urologist sent him to consult with a radiologist. It was a terrifying experience. A four-story building filled with patients being treated for cancer. They all looked like the walking dead. Not an encouraging picture. 49 radiation treatments were recommended. On top of that, hormone therapy with female hormones, with recommendations that he endure these injections and side effects for the rest of his life. Now, remember, I've been in this field for 35 years. I've treated a lot of cancer patients. My husband knew that I would support him no matter what he chose, but it was his body and he had to decide. After a lot of thought, he decided not to go the chemo radiation route. However, he did agree to start the Pawpaw program. After 9 months on the Pawpaw, we were convinced he was cancer-free. We requested another biopsy to confirm our belief. We were denied. We went to three different doctors. No one would allow us another biopsy. Due to pressure from other family and friends, my husband decided to have his prostate removed. We talked candidly with the surgeon, shared with him the Pawpaw program. The surgeon was not interested in hearing about the Pawpaw program. In fact, he expressed his disbelief and disapproval. The nurse could not believe he would follow such a program. The surgery, I'm sorry to say, did not go well, but my husband did heal. What was so incredible, remember the biopsy report, the first biopsy that we had came back aggressive cancer. After his prostate was removed, it was sent to pathology. And guess what? The pathology report came back. No cancer. None. The surgeon could not explain that. We could. We knew. Pawpaw had cured my husband of prostate cancer. Thank you to Donna Roth and Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for all his years of research. And thank you to Nature Sunshine for carrying the products. TAFI is an inspiring, interactive program incorporating every aspect of good health, giving everyone who takes the course the education and tools to achieve good health, great health. TAFI empowers all of us to take charge of our own health, avoiding the Dr. Roadshow and prescription after prescription that does not offer any cures and usually only terrible side effects. This course teaches us, encourages us to share this information. It is our duty to share this information with our family and friends. For many years now, I've been so frustrated with the constant fundraising for cancer research with no results. People are still suffering from the treatment of cancer, not knowing that there was another way, that they didn't need to undergo chemotherapy and radiation. Donna and the TAFI program offers the solution.
Awesome. Thank you.
Way to go, Terry.
Good job, Dr. Terry. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay. I am now going to move into, as I always do, an explanation of cancer. so that you come to understand cancer in terms of five pillars. And those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and blood circulation. So what is cancer? It is critical that we understand what cancer is so that we know how to deal with it. Remember, if you are diagnosed with cancer, it is your responsibility to clean that debris out of your body that's feeding the cancer. And if you understand how to do this, anybody can overcome cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury cannot be made by the stem cells due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls around the injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, several factors come to play. Number one, there has to be an injury. How do I know that there is an injury? Because there is cell replication happening in the body. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They follow the laws of nature. They replicate only to repair an injury. So there is an injury happening in cancer. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. The nutrients, or there are no nutrients, or they're not reaching the injured areas. And the stem cells, the little carpenters in your body, have no building materials to work with. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is a lack of oxygen. There is so much debris in that injured area that the blood can't move the oxygen to that injured area. For cancer to occur, there is a toxic inner environment in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic inner environment around the injured area. And there is so much toxic debris and that lack of oxygen that a fungal infection happens. And the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of those inner skin cells where there is an injury. And it mutates the cells during the process of cell replication to heal the injury. So this is in cancer. If the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. If the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. I hope we see the connection, and I hope we see this picture, that all of those disease conditions are as a result of a toxic overload causing an inflammation, making the oxygen, leading to the oxygen levels dropping to below 35%, documented by Dr. Otto Warburg, who received a Nobel Prize in 1931. Lack of oxygen, oxidation cannot happen. So let's move into where, if we talk about injuries, what kind of injuries are we talking about here? Okay, let's look at common injuries. So one that we can think about is a physical injury, a blow, a crushing, a fracture, an accident, a fall, rubbing, scratches. And let's go further. A mammogram causes an injury to the breast. I've never had one. I never plan to have one. I recommend the same for every single woman that's out there. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. It is documented that 97% of terminal patients, means patients that have been given the death sentence, had root canals in their mouth. Infected teeth cause injuries. Biopsies cause injuries. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. Radiation burns, sunburns, chemotherapy, they all cause injury. An organ can be infected and it could rupture, causing an injury. Kidney stones can injure urethras, thereby causing cancer of the urethra. I've worked with a lady who had cancer in the urethra. She's also cancer-free and has been for many years. We have a kidney flush that you can do that will break up those kidney stones, soften them, and clean them out. Gallstones can injure the bile duct. We have a kidney bladder flush that you can do. A liver flush that you can do to clean out those gallstones, to break them down, to soften them, to dissolve them so that they can move out through the bowels. A trapped blood clot, if it is not cleaned out by the lymphatic system, can lead to a cancerous growth. I know of one man who dissolved his blood clot simply by using Arginine Plus. And what does Arginine Plus do? It raises the body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. He stopped eating grains and sugars and just took lots of Arginine Plus, and it worked. Hepatitis can cause an injury to the liver. I worked with a man who was diagnosed with hepatitis. He had taken some very harsh drugs with horrible side effects. And when he came to see me, what did we do? We got him off all the foods that can cause blockages or can cause the slowing down of the blood circulation, grains, sugars, lectin foods, legumes. And he started using Chinese mineral qi tonic in high doses, cat's claw combination in high doses, LIV-C in high doses, and we got his bowels moving with LBS-2. 2 months later, that man is hepatitis-free and has been ever since. Antibiotics cause leaky gut and injure the intestinal system. Xenoestrogens produced by candida weaken internal membrane walls, and candida pokes holes in the gut membrane, escapes into the bloodstream, makes the blood sticky and heavy. Processed fats, hydrogenated oils, weaken cell integrity, stop the cells from breathing in the oxygen, if I could say it in that simple format, and they can cause injury to the cell walls that make up an organ or gland. Pollutants such as tobacco smoke can damage the lung tissues. Chemicals found in all kinds of foods as preservatives can cause injury internally. Toxic heavy metals from fillings in the teeth, and all vaccinations that have toxic heavy metals can cause an injury. You notice how Philip especially said that he had a tetanus shot. And that's shortly after that is when he was diagnosed with cancer of the, or he had a lump in the neck and diagnosed with cancer of the thyroid and the lymphatic nodes. Sugar robs minerals from bones and teeth. And what does it do to your internal organs? It can also wear away an internal organ and cause an injury. H. pylori bacteria in the stomach can cause ulcers, and that ulcers can cause an injury which can lead to cancer. We have one particular herbal formula called ULCR, and it has been specifically designed to clean out H. pylori bacteria in the stomach. and was documented by Dr. Bernice Eddy in the 1950s, who injected hamsters with polio vaccines in a laboratory setting because she was a scientist. And to her horror, she discovered all of these hamsters were getting tumors and various cancers. She was horrified. She was shocked. She shared this with her colleagues. The end consequence of that was that she was fired. She warned them, if you institute the vaccination program into our society, we will have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. We have an epidemic of cancer. She was fired in the 1950s. Vaccinations and flu shots are extremely toxic and can lead to cancer injuries. Cancer injuries can come from a nutritional deficiency. It was Dr. Linus Pauling who said, you can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. It's very well documented by agricultural scientists who said today you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Today's genetically engineered foods, genetically modified foods, lack nutrition, and that can cause an injury internally. There are anti-nutrients called lectins that are present in present in today's grains and in today's legumes. They can cause leaky gut syndrome, which causes an injury to the gut. They get into the bloodstream. They start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues and can injure an internally weak inherent organ. Documented by Dr. Davis that there were gliadins that were purposely put into wheat at least 50 years ago and to make you eat more wheat. Dr. Stephen Horn talked about that there are actual addictive genes put into present-day foods that will make you eat more, crave more. Gliadins in wheat make the cells less breathable, and that can lead to an injury. There are also phytates in all present-day grains have been documented scientifically to deplete vitamin D3 levels. D3 is needed for bone growth and for the entire immune system. Omega-3 deficiencies can cause injury to the cell walls. There was a study done on a breed of cats that had cancer. And this breed of cats were fed high amounts of omega-3 fatty acids and iron. The omega-3s were so powerful, they shrank the tumors to nothing. The cancer cells were actually exploding from rapid oxidation. Dr. Alexis Carroll, way back there in 1912, was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 34 years in a test tube simply by feeding the heart cells with a mineral-rich clean water solution every 48 hours. Fast forward to 2019, our agricultural practices today spray so much chemical fertilizers, Roundup, that they have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up essential minerals from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals. And that's one of the reasons that we get injuries. We are very mineral deficient. Even Bichamp, in that book, Bichamp versus Pasteur, stated that if there's even a deficiency of one mineral element, then morbid waste matter starts to accumulate. I want us to get how critical minerals are. Dr. Stephen Horn emphasized minerals and how important they are for digestion. The air we breathe is bombarded with chemical pollutants. The water we drink is bombarded with residues of various drugs that are getting into the water system, various vaccine viruses, typhoids, tetanuses that are getting into the water system, birth control pills getting into the water system. We need to drink clean water. Dr. Hamer said injury comes from strong emotions, and those strong negative emotions, that anger, that frustration, that hatred, causes an overload of acids that can eat away at membranes internally. So I hope we get the picture that cancer starts from an injury, which signifies to the stem cells that they need to start the process of cell replication. That's how the whole process of cell replication starts, is from an injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area. We call that message current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an ionic field, an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. Now, in order for the stem cells to repair the injury, they need to have the fundamental building blocks. We need to feed our little carpenters minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on and so forth. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, those little carpenters are happy. They replicate healthy cells for you, and those healthy cells can repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole replication process stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury, that message from the brain to the injured area, stops. However, imagine what happens if there is even one building block missing, no minerals. You can see how difficult it is for the stem cells to do their job of healthy cell replication. The injury cannot be repaired, and that current of injury continues until you put enough nutrients into your body for the stem cells to take action, the action of cell replication to heal the injury. I want to move into inflammation. It was Dr. Samuel West in the 1980s that proved when an injury occurs, then blood plasma proteins from the blood start to leak out through the capillary wall openings, and these blood plasma proteins attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. Then all the toxic debris that's floating around in the bloodstream, the heavy metals, the candida, the gliadins, the lectins, they start to leak out, and they start to accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue. So now you have a swelling, which is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and an accumulation of toxic debris from wherever they come from. Now, the body is miraculously created because we have also been given a lymphatic system. And if we have a strong lymphatic system, that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins, clean them up, and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavian valves, which are close to it's in the neck area, adjacent to the clavicles. The lymph, which is fluids, water, and salt, will take the excess sodium and toxins, and many times it can clean out the toxins, and those that cannot be cleaned out calls upon the liver to help it clean out, and then the whole, all those toxic debris gets dumped out through our elimination channels, the bowels, the kidneys, the respiratory tract, and the skin. However, over a period of time, if you keep dumping all those chemicals, heavy metals, drugs, toxic emotions, acids into the bloodstream, eventually that lymphatic system can become overloaded. When that lymphatic system becomes overloaded, now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. That's when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, and oxidation, for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells, can no longer take place. And now, if there is enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation. The fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. So just envision this. Ammonia, acids, an accumulation of toxic debris from vaccines, flu shots, chemicals. That gives rise to the activity of microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, fungus. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, it mutates the cells, or it defects the cells. It genetically defects the cells. It changes the genes. And so now you have a continuous replication of genetically defected cells, which we call cancer. These fungal, mutated, or genetically defected cells cannot repair the injury. And therefore, there's a constant replication of those mutated cells. That's what cancer is. If we understand what cancer is, we can take critical steps to overcome it. Number one, stop feeding the cancer with sugar foods, starches, grains, legumes. These all feed candida. Candida produces toxic estrogen, which is fodder for cancer. Cancer loves those xenoestrogens. So stop feeding our cancer cells. Number two, eat the right foods to repair the injury. Raise your body temperature. This is where we eat red meats, fish, chicken, turkey, lamb, buffalo. There's many different kinds of meats and fish and seafoods and eggs and so on to eat. Then we eat vegetables, salads, walnuts, nuts. I'm going to skip the nuts, just walnuts. Seeds, berries. But knowing that there's not enough nutrients in present-day grocery-bought foods, we need to move into a superfood smoothie. And this is where we make a smoothie using Chinese mineral chi tonic. Flax hull lignans, which will take out, which will bind and move out the toxic xenoestrogens. Collagen Plus, which is a collagen powder. It's the candida that destroys collagen production. So we add Collagen Plus. We add water and we add Zambrosa or Noni juice. And we can add Green Zone or chlorophyll. We should drink lots of chlorophyll water, which helps to bind some of the toxic heavy metals and raises the oxygen levels in the bloodstream. Then we can move into using vitamin D3 to replace the destruction by phytates found in grain. And we want to take at least 3 to 4 capsules of super oil or super omega-3. which makes the cells pliable and breathable. Then we want to move into addressing inflammation. This is where we use cat's claw combination that opens up the lymphatic system so that toxic debris from the cells and tissues can move out through the elimination channels. And we use colostrum on an empty stomach. Colostrum is known to bind toxic lectins. And we use Protease Plus on an empty stomach. In the bloodstream, Protease Plus is known to clean up or digest food particles that get there because of leaky gut and cleans out foreign proteins that are in the bloodstream. Even the outer coating of a cancer cell is a foreign protein, and Protease Plus can help to clean that up. Then we move into increasing stem cell production. Astragalus can increase stem cell production. It's found in Chinese mineral chi tonic. It's also found in cat's claw combination. Silver, Nature Sunshine Silver Guard, a nano silver embedded into the water molecule has been proven to increase stem cell production in the bloodstream. Then we start considering elimination channels. And this is where we can do the LBF2 to open up the bowels, to get the bowels to move out that toxic debris. We can do that one-day kidney flush so that the kidneys can move out the toxic waste debris. We can do dry skin brushing to bring the blood to the skin surface to clean out toxic debris. We can exercise to perspire and clean out the toxic debris. We want to make sure the elimination channels are moving out all of these poisons and all of this waste debris that fungus lives on. And finally, we address the fungus by using Papa. And Papa is available if you go to Sunshine Direct, you send them an email, and if you have a Nature Sunshine account, they will send you Papa from the stateside. And the last thing we do is to be sure that we are cleaning the heavy metals out of the bloodstream to get that blood circulating. This is where we use the oral chelation tablet called MC. So I just wanted to say that many people have done this cancer program very successfully. And I know when I was in Kelowna with Dr. Stephen Horn, we had Juanita, and she has been cancer-free for 8 years. She had uterine cancer. She did the medical protocol with surgery and chemotherapy and radiation. It didn't work. She got cancer 2 years later. Barb was there. She had cancer around the pleura. She did this PAPA program, and she is cancer-free also, I'm sure, for 5 years. Phyllis has been cancer-free for many, many years. There are many people in the book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, who have done this program very successfully. You've heard Dr. Terry's story. The sad part about Dr. Terry's story is that her husband had a healthy prostate removed unnecessarily. So at this point, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second, please.